Thank you, Chair. Just to also echo what Columbia had indicated with regard to the idea and the proposal that you've put forward, but also to thank the Chair that you for clarifying that it is just something that we have to think about at this stage. We also do acknowledge that the recommendation to table or present a new resolution is something that would require more guidance from our capitals, and we do all acknowledge that when it comes to systems back in our capitals, there's processes and they take a time, and we may not be able to get a response in this regard in basically less than 48 hours. It's a bit impractical for most of our capitals at this stage. And we do acknowledge, we do know the process within the UN system when it comes to coming up with a resolution. It takes months before a decision sometimes is made to come up with a resolution, but at least we thank you for putting it forward as something to think about and to take back to capitals as one of the ideas for consideration. However, we do acknowledge that the working group may require bolstering its work, which in itself may require further resources, such as financial resources, and maybe that could be included in the report, which will be presented to the Human Rights Council under item 3 as per the norm, in order to allow states during the interactive dialogues during the 55th session to also be able to make a comment in this regard and come up with ideas on how we can assist with the working group to best fulfill its mandate. We do also agree that it is a long time. 9 years seems like a long time. However, as already mentioned by our distinguished delegate from Colombia, we've had processes that have run longer. We've seen the process with the draft instrument, legally binding instrument on the right to development. It took over 14 years, so we're still moving on track. The same with the process of on private military security companies, which started with the same process. It's also around the same period of time. And that process, they're still trying to even decide whether it should be legally binding or not. So we should consider ourselves as to have even moved further than that process, which is currently chaired by South Africa, the South African permanent representative. So in that regard, the issue maybe is that of finding resources to assist to move the process under Resolution 26/9. Thank you.